It's that time of year where it gets dark early, it gets colder, it gets darker, and then you know what happens?
I get depressed, man. I just can't even do it when it's like gray for 4 days in a row. Like, I don't even want to leave my house.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Sad, seasonal affective disorder. Dr. EJ Zebro, he's the founder and performance director at Tap Strength Labs in Westport. You always hear the winter can affect your mood. Is that a myth or is this real?
SAD is a very real thing. Seasonal affective disorder affects up to 20% of the North American population, more women than men. It tends to happen in the early fall, so we tend to think that it happens, gets us sad in late winter. That's when we really start feeling the effects. But as far as the sunlight going down, that's the main factor that has been contributed to why we get sad. Why that affects us more specifically, there's different theories. One, our vitamin D levels drop. Vitamin D is a very important vitamin and hormone, which helps us regulate our serotonin, so our happy neurotransmitter. If you think about what we do in the summer, we're out in sunlight, we're doing fun things, we're participating with friends, we're communing. And then as it gets darker, that happens less and less. So not only is it something that is physiological, not only is it something that's a loss of sunlight, but it's a loss of communing and fun that we do. And we tend to go more into our cave and do things more in isolation, which brings about more depressive type symptoms.
I'll summarize for you, Anna. This is why I choose to, instead of getting an indoor hobby during the winter, is I focus my hate on my ancestors. Why did they bring me here?
No.
Why am I here with no sun?
My doctor, I just had a physical a few months ago, said that I have a lack of vitamin D and that I should start taking vitamins, but I thought that was fake.
So no,
I,
it's real.
Wait, so is that true?
She's feeling that in the room a little bit right now.
Right. It's hard, man. We might not survive this segment.
Here's the thing about vitamin D. Although side effects are very minimal, the best thing to do is go to your doctor. Look at your blood work. Find out where your levels and markers are in vitamin D. This is a great time of year to do it, because if you do it in the summertime, you've got great vitamin D levels. As that starts to wane off, and you may start to feel and be aware that you don't feel quite as happy, then you go, you get your checkup under the prescription of a doctor, follow that vitamin D, but also hereditary. Thinking about your ancestors, it's true that as you go farther north of the equator, seasonal affective disorder becomes more of a real thing, right? Mm-hmm. Even less sunlight, even more gray days. The gray is a true factor in this. And then what do? We want to actually sleep more, eat more bad food, isolate ourselves more,
you
exercise
what
less.
I did yesterday to the kitchen. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's
I feel
so
ashamed about myself. I want to say now, personally, to my great, 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 grandmother and grandfather, go left. Go left. Float that way.
So you have all these things that are happening that are awful. It's making you sad. There's nothing we can do. This is where we live. This is where our families and our work lies. So what do you do to combat that?
Well, you guys have a nice, brightly lit office, so that's good. You're not in direct sunlight, but there's sunlight coming in. The next thing you can do is get out there. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, take a walk, have a walking meeting, get out in the sunlight. Shoveling snow is actually good for you in brief doses, periods of time. Try to have some winter activity that you like. It does help. People that are more engaged in winter activities have lesser incidence of seasonal affective disorder. Light boxes, minimal ones that you can get on Amazon for $29 to $69. 10 minutes, you have the light hitting the side of your face while you're sitting there having your coffee in the morning. These light boxes are clinically shown to help battle seasonal affective disorder.
Wait a minute, light box? $10? We got to get one of those on Amazon for the show. We stick our face in it?
I don't think you stick your face in it, do you?
You stick your face near it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, a certain amount of distance is good for safety, I guess. But I want as much. If they say that this is pretty good, normal-wise, like 8 inches, then I want 4 inches of distance.
That's it's like what a happiness filter.
I want a little bit more.
Does it make it is
a happiness filter, yeah. And you can build up your happiness. So you can start at 10 minutes. I wouldn't prescribe more than 10 minutes for you because you're pretty happy already. But then building up to 30.
Loud.
Scary.
He means loud, right? That's what he means.
So wait, that is actually a true thing. Laughter actually helps seasonal affective disorder. Having partners, friends, community, not being alone. Because when you get depressed, you tend to withdraw from society. You want to sleep more. These are all things that perpetuate seasonal affective disorder. And if you have a history of being depressed, you're more prone to get seasonal affective disorder. So just being aware of your moods, your sleep patterns, and trying to break out of that and find people to help you do it.
Dr. EJ Zebro, he's the founder and performance director at Tap Strength Lab in Westport. You can visit them on Instagram at TapStrength, TapStrengthLab.com. And they're offering free 30-minute consultation on how to improve your performance, whether that's sleep, whether that's getting enough light, whether that's exercise. They've got you covered.